Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So Chris, Ben, and I all grew up together in a small town in Northern California. And recently, it had a couple tiny tornadoes for the first time ever in the surrounding area. So we're going to take you live now to us watching and listening to the news about the tornadoes for in Tornado Watch 2011.
We want to see what's going on in Orville, because that's probably the most relevant city in the nation.
This is live.
This is live breaking news.
This is like worse. I think this is worse than 9/11.
Lightning and
I have the same feeling in my stomach.
Saying, oh, hang on a second. We've got a tornado. Sergeant,
Jesus,
we have
God.
A tornado. Oh, the humanity.
We would need like an 1822 to top that.
Was that a cartoon helicopter?
What the fuck? Over west.
What the hell happened?
Shut up, dude. I'm trying to get the news.
Chico Durham area. This is moreover.
Where's Doram?
Probably not too
it's
far
like
from
somebody
the
is
River.
Shooting
exactly
a fire hose of water at the ground,
sucks.
Except it's wind.
But, this just formed a few moments ago. This is actually more west.
You know what it looks like?
Of,
I'm in a cloud coming.
Heavy was, probably more over, toward this. Toward the Sacramento River, maybe
oh, Lord.
South of Hamilton.
Oh, Lord. Tell me it didn't do anything to...
When go be our turn, Lord.
It looks like it's coming back up.
Tell me East Nicholas
is
still fine.
That's this spot right here we see on Doppler radar. That's just the east of Highway 45.
I heard that this tornado really fucked up south side and then left.
That is in relatively rural area.
And I heard it happened in 1965.
On I'm finding a town of
I heard it cleaned up south side a little bit.
Do you see very many homes in that area, Dan?
No, it's very, very rural out here. A lot of rice paddies.
Shut the fuck up. He says everything weird. Rural.
That's a jab.
Out here are more
it's very, very rural
very
out here.
Communities, some ranches,
that's a hard
some
word
farms,
to say.
Not like the metropolis of Chico.
No heavy concentration
rural.
Of any,
that's where it was.
Here.
That's where it's heading
is
Chico.
Is that moving off to the east, southeast a little bit?
But holy shit.
Again, this is live. You're probably not going to be listening to this live. Everyone listening to this will have already heard about this tragedy.
Probably on CNN.
Yeah.
This is like worse than a zombie.
I bet Obama will buy some news, some network time to talk about this.
Very clearly, what we're seeing
well,
is
I think
heavy
it's already
rain,
declared a state of emergency as far as I'm concerned.
But it's on the backside of that where you the
I'm going to go
ahead.
I had declared it a state of emergency.
Tornadoes fall.
Or
now,
more
I
like a county.
We could continue to see this activity all the way closer to Highway 99. As
oh
well,
God,
and
not
the closer
Highway
you get to Highway 99,
what next, 70?
There, of course, you do have more in the way of populated.
Tell me
areas.
Nothing
so,
happened to that freeway
Dan,
between 70 and 99.
Oh,
162 is
oh,
gone.
Oh God, don't tell. Are you kidding?
Actually,
no.
Don't let this
actually,
wind fall on Feather Falls Casino.
Closer to
I-5. Oh wow,
it's kind of midway between I-5 and 99, maybe a little bit closer to Interstate 5.
Oh
okay,
shit.
West, or pardon me, east of. Willows.
Fuck.
In that area.
Willows.
I got people there. They're all
so,
dead, though.
So that tornado we were just showing a couple of minutes ago, that just dissipated. Is that correct?
It did. It.
This is the greatest
very,
tragedy since Pearl Harbor.
Defined. It went down.
So what's the death count at?
And then it went back
is it dozens yet?
It's above
it's probably hundreds.
There's actually sun
yeah. Oh, really?
Over there in that area right now.
Easily.
And it's
seriously?
Very close to...
it's like the Holocaust of
okay.
Northern California.
Dan, what we're showing
you're
now
right.
is the video
this
you
is like a worse crime against
ago.
Humanity than the Holocaust.
So, yeah, that is a
which
tornado.
I happen to don't think was a great
see
crime.
The debris, you see the intense winds.
I don't even think it actually happened.
So I set the bar kind of low with that.
In a pretty sparsely populated area. There's nobody in danger of that. But a very clear touchdown from Live Copter 3 HD
touchdown.
Just moments ago.
This is no time for humor.
Did you
I
see
heard that
tornado
is going for two.
I
don't
want to
hear sports. I want to hear the weather.
I heard the tornado spiked the ball and then did the moonwalk when it was done.
I heard he did the icky shuffle.
Is your mom still alive? I know she's almost been dead 14 times.
When Ben sent me a text about this tornado, I was like, well, I feel like I should tell my parents, but my dad's too crazy to do anything and my mom's too crippled to do anything. And Ben's like, don't worry, it's going to take a lot more than this tornado to kill your mom.
I could imagine your mom like laying in the street, but all of her bones are ripped off and her head's just in the middle of the road screaming, God damn it, Daddy!
She's still nagging.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be funny is Danny's mom's going to die from something really stupid.
Well, so is Danny.
Like diabetes or something.
I don't think Danny's family ever dies from anything not stupid.
But you know what I mean? Like, she's like rolled off of cliffs and got into major car wrecks. And yeah. I think she burned once really bad. And it's like
she's like Indiana Jones. Except her adventures are really boring.
She's going to die from like an infection.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We should put wagers on how we think your mom will die, and then I'll pitch in money.
I think she will die by being strangled by me.
How much is
this? Is a bet I can't lose.
We should do that, and then have listeners also pitch in money and ideas of how they think that she'll die.
All right. I think this is a good idea.
But you can't say natural causes.
If you're going to say natural causes...
No, you have to be specific.
You have to say a specific natural cause.
Like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Is that natural?
It can be.
It's all part of God's plan.
Listen. Have you ever done that, Chris?
No, honest to God, that's like one of the only things I haven't done, which involves masturbating.
You want to hear something really funny? And I swear to you that this is the God's honest truth. Okay. When I was listening to the news, when they said that they found Osama bin Laden's porn collection, I wondered if Chris and Osama bin Laden have jerked off to the same porno video.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Well, I mean, what's that website where chat roulette? We've jerked off to each other on chat roulette. You think Osama ever went on like a chat roulette or something just as a gag to get somebody off really hard who had a terrorist fetish? Because if you had a terrorist fetish, nothing would get your dick harder than watching Osama bin Laden pulling on his meat.
But I feel like if you have a terrorist fetish, you wouldn't just go on chat roulette and hope to see a terrorist. There's probably better ways to find terrorists.
I'm sure it's Craigslist type of situation, maybe. I love freedom, so nothing I'd like better than watch George Washington just beat his meat if he were still alive.
Chris, can I ask you a question? Have you ever put a webcam on your dick on chat roulette? Be honest.
I don't understand at all the attraction of like showing your dick to people. Like people like get off on flashing and on like jerking off on the screen. Like 50% of the people you see on chat roulette are just dudes whacking off, hoping that a woman will see their dick.
Right, but.
But I personally don't have that in the slightest bit.
I don't want to just show it to people and be like, ha ha, look at you, looked at that.
Now, I would show it to somebody if I thought they would hate it as a funny joke. But I wouldn't show it to somebody, because God knows we've all done that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't show it to somebody because it would get me aroused.
Right. The only reason I would ever flash my penis is if I thought like some person might like... If I somehow got an idea that this person really wanted to see it, and I would do it to make it look like an accident just to see if their reaction was like a good one. Like
your dick just accidentally fell out.
Mm-hmm. And then the girl's like, play it cool, but I know I can see her breathing change. You know, she's getting old.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do that. I do like the Jeremy thing where, you know, how he stretches and you can see his pubes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I just stretch like way stronger than he ever did, like way farther. And then just my whole cock just flops out.
Yeah,
and it's
like
how did you stretch so hard that your pants are around your ankles?
Is there certain like dick etiquette? Like when you pull your dick out for somebody, are you supposed to be hard already or just like a little bit? Or
no,
completely
you
want to
be chub, but not fully hard. And that was confirmed in the movie Hot Tub Time Machine. And it's true. You know, you can't be fully rock hard because then it looks like you've never been to the circus before. And if you're totally limp, then it's like, well, what the fuck do I have to do to make you happy? It's too much work, or they're insulted.
Or also, you don't want a girl seeing a totally flaccid penis because they've never seen that small of a penis. That most of them they've seen have been, you know.
And I cheat my own logic on that because I always am super, super flaccid because I don't want them to get scared away immediately.
I was going to say, well, what if it's the first time they ever seen it? Wouldn't you like to start off with lowered expectations?
Right. That's true.
Like if you have to do a 15-minute set, you're not going to open up with your greatest bit.
That's true.
You gotta save the best for last.
That's why I don't get why Mick Jagger put a sock down his pant leg. Like, eventually they're gonna know unless you try to fuck him with that sock.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you ever just like show it to someone just to see what would happen?
It all came over to my house this one time. And they were like, Chris, we were just driving by and we all just got horny because we saw your house. We remembered that your dick lives in there. So we just had to pull over and just to look at it. Can we take pictures or something?
What did you say?
I just fucking fucked all of them, like, hard.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Yeah.
End of story.
I still like how they were horny once they saw your house. Like, do you have a dick-shaped house?
No, it's just like, you know how if you drive by like a rice paddy and you were a Vietnam veteran, something switches in the back of your head, like, oh, you get that tinge of like...
I thought you were going to tell Ben if he drives by a rice paddy, he gets hungry.
I was like, wow, that's super racist right out of the gate.
I thought you were going to say that.
When he drives by, he thinks about rice, and then that eventually is like a gateway drug to thinking about cats.
Man, you just came out guns a-blazing tonight.
Oh, man.
I was thinking more of chat roulette, like sticking your dick on the internet somehow. Like, in person, a lot different.
On the internet.
But I mean, like, I'm sure Chris has taken a picture of his dick on his cell phone or something.
I definitely have done that.
Well, he sent it to me accidentally before.
You know what? One of the times I was most scared in my entire life happened a while back, like, I don't know, like a year and a half ago.
Right.
And I got like my new phone, and I'm retarded. Like, this is the first time I've ever had a camera phone or anything.
Right.
And my phone has the fucking dumbest design where whenever you send something, it automatically highlights send to all, like a list of everybody on your...
Oh, my God.
That's like the default thing. Like, you mean it won't automatically... You have to hit the button first, but if you forget to, like, select a person, it just goes to everyone. And I thought, this is... it's like a picture of my dick, and then, like, I looked at this... Something got me paranoid, and then I looked at, like, the sent messages, and, like, one of them said sent to all, but it was, like, a different message. And I, like, almost, like, fucking threw up.
What if you did that?
Like, my cousin just gets a picture of my dick.
I'll tell you what, though. I would think that was hilarious if you got a new phone and immediately sent me everyone on your contacts list a picture of your dick.
Because I want them to know it's my number.
Exactly.
I set that as my default, so when Chris calls, that's what pops up.
That's what I'm saying. That way everyone has a picture for when you call.
That's why I never commit crimes naked. You've all been wondering why I do that.
I was always curious.
That's why.
Now, was it just like a picture of your dick, or were you like have it in your hand? What's the setup there?
Was there a paper next to it?
I was like, trying to think about what the best backdrop would be.
Did you have it next to like a cordless phone, like some sort of size reference thing?
That's a great idea.
You know what you should
do? I had two like full size walnuts.
Here's a good idea for a business. You start a business that sells 3/4 size items so that you can put your dick next to
like
them.
A really tiny Lysol can.
Not really tiny, but just like 3/4 size. So
no, like ridiculous, like a micro machine size can of Lysol. And you even have it right, like super size on there, 25% extra.
But it's all for
you could make like a 4-inch Super Stacks Pringles can.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you'd have to.
You just happen to take your picture next to it.
You go like on Photoshop and write full sized can with an arrow.
I feel like that might actually take away from the legitimacy of the picture.
Oh, well, maybe.
That would be funny though to take like a fun size Snickers bar. Is that like a joke?
And line it up next to a Three Musketeer.
And you can write like a caption of like horny? Why wait?
Well, you can just
or
get
satisfies.
Like those little individually wrapped bite size like Hershey bars.
Oh man, we have a lot of good ideas about penises.
Yeah, we sure do.
So who did you send it to everyone?
No, you didn't get one, did you? And not tell me about it.
That's why I was mad.
I feel like that would have been a topic of conversation the next day.
That's why.
You might have a few questions to ask.
That's why I was mad. I was like, I felt like maybe I was off the Christmas card list or something.
Now, what about like reverse psychology? What if you just met a girl and you kind of wanted to like show something off, but you didn't want to be forward about it, and then just send her a picture of your dick and be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I accidentally sent you this picture just to see, like, fill her out, see how she responds to it."
Yeah, you say, "Oh, I meant to send this to my grandma." Sorry.
Or you could say that I meant to send it to my urologist. Maybe he needed to check out something.
I was trying to send it to my AIDS doctor. Find out if my AIDS had gotten any more full-blown.
He can tell by looking at my dick exactly how full-blown my AIDS are.
And he's like, "Well, why does it need to be next to that super stacked Pringle scan?" Now, I think the flavor that you choose on that can says a lot about your penis.
I know, that's a big important, that's a very important decision. Because I got to tell you, just for authenticity's sake, I'm going to go sour cream and onion because that's the only Pringles I eat. And I feel like otherwise it's going to seem suspicious.
And I bet your dick smells sour.
Shoddy Radio. Have you guys taken pictures? Like, Ben, have you taken a picture? Because you've pretty much been with the same girl for the entire camera phone era.
Yeah, so when all that stuff started getting a lot cooler, I was already married and stuff, and she doesn't want to see my dick any more than she needs to. She certainly doesn't need a picture of it while she's at work.
And well, you don't need to get her any more tired out of it than she already is also.
Yeah, we got to keep the mystery alive.
Now let me ask you guys a question.
All right.
Honestly, to impress a girl, have you ever had a little miniature tie made and then wrapped around your penis, like just below the head?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
Be honest.
Is that something you've done?
No, but I think it's a good idea.
Like a dick tuxedo?
A dick tie?
I don't know, go the whole tuxedo.
Now, are you going to go clip-on? Because I can barely remember how to tie a regular tie, and I'm not that good at it. So I feel like if I was trying to tie a dick tie, it's like trying to thread a needle. My fine motor skills aren't that good.
You know what? Here's an even better idea. And this is a product that it should exist. Condoms with color, like, tuxedos on, so when you put it on, it looks like your dick's going to the prom.
Prom-dubs?
Like a classy, I feel like if you're taking a really classy lady out and you're going to use a condom on a classy lady, why not have a tuxedo condom on if it's a formal occasion?
That's true.
Or if you're a novelty guy, you might put like a cartoon bikini on your condom. It'd be funny.
Or a cartoon t-shirt bikini. Now, would the tuxedos be ruffled?
Those are the ribbed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Those are the ribs.
And the studded would be like if you wore a dog collar to your wedding.
Are there studded condoms?
Yeah.
What's a studded condom? What does that mean?
They're doing all kinds of fucked up shit with condoms.
What's a studded
condom? Studded condoms have been around forever since we were in high school.
What is it?
I heard.
What is it?
It's like a condom with a bunch of little bumps on it.
But I have enough bumps on my dick.
Well, yeah, it's for the people who don't have bumps on their dick, I guess.
Right. Which just seems weird to me, like, because what vagina evolved to, like, a really bumpy dick?
Maybe it just reminds some dicks to slow down.
It's like speed bumps.
Like if you're fucking a drunk pussy.
Wow, this is our most mature show ever.
No kidding.
I love how for 3 years we've been saying, all right, not so much dick and sex jokes.
Right. Yep.
We obviously can't help ourselves.
Right.
We love dick so much. I mean, Danny alone could do his own show.
Well, you want to change topics? Maybe we could do a segment.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. Just so happened I was flipping through the funny papers recently.
Really?
Thought I might like to share them with you.
All right.
Now this, I'm going to be honest, I didn't read any of them, but I planned to, and so I think we're all going to just enjoy these for the first time ever. So I'm probably, before when I read these, I didn't laugh out loud, even though the first time I read them, I was screaming with laughter.
Right. Usually, because we've done this segment in the past. I'll see you in the funny papers. Yeah. Or is it, I'll see you in the funny papers. See you in the funny papers. Whatever. But when we've done it in the past, Chris never seems to laugh, which right. is strange because the jokes are so funny in the funny papers. But
so
the reason,
this time, when I read these, I'm sure I'm going to be cutting
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because he's never read these before.
So here we go. Here's one that looks promising. It's called Drabble by Kevin, either Fagan or Fag Ann.
I'm going to go Fagan.
Okay, and this is three panels, and it's a picture of a house with some dialogue going on inside the house. It says, are you going to play golf today, Dad? Yep. And then the next panel is a middle-aged guy with some golf clubs and two small children, a boy and a girl, and he goes, it's a best ball tournament. And then the final panel, it looks like the two kids have all of his balls in their hands.
Grow up.
And it looks like they're cleaning them. And the girl says, you could be in trouble. And then the boy says, these are some of the oldest golf balls I've ever seen. That was pretty good. You see what I mean? I hadn't read that before.
Right, that's why you were laughing.
So I couldn't stop myself from naturally laughing. But I couldn't figure out if it was funny that he had dirty golf balls or if it was a secret sexy ball joke
yeah.
that Kevin Fagan decided would be appropriate.
All right, Chris. All right. You're pushing the envelope a little.
You guys want to hear any more funnies?
Yeah, I do.
Ben, do you want to hear any more?
Of course.
Okay, this one's called Jumpstart by Rob Armstrong.
It sounds promising.
This looks like either an African-American or all Latino comic strip. I can't tell if they're which one they are. It looks like it's a family in church. And the wife says, this is a husband, wife, and four kids. The wife says, did you bring any cash for the plate? And the man says, no, but my folks are here today. Back in a jiffy. And then he leaves his family sitting in the pew alone. And one of the babies has a Z, like he's sleeping. Here's the final panel. The guy's back, and he says, real quick, what's our credit score? I don't know if you followed that, but I guess his parents didn't want to give him any money or something, right?
I have no idea.
So...
Oh, he went to get a loan.
His parents are probably old school.
They didn't want to co-sign.
They're like old school black or Latinos, and they don't like to loan money to their kids, apparently.
Well, maybe they were going to, they were going to loan him money, but they needed, mm-hmm. in order
but
to
they wanted to
money,
put new rims on their truck.
Credits. Before they were going to loan their own son money, they needed a credit score.
So, that was pretty funny, I thought. Did you guys like that?
Yeah. But it's also, I feel like we would have thought it was funnier if we were either black or Latino, because I don't think it was necessarily aimed at us. You know, we're not in their demographic.
Okay, now, let's go, if you don't mind, to an old classic.
Okay.
Now, I've been reading this for years, and I think it's probably the funniest comic strip that's ever been written, and probably the funniest thing that humans have ever produced. Ever. And it's called Marmaduke by Brad and Paul Anderson. And it's a single panel. It's sort of like Far Side, except funny. And here's a picture of, this dog Marmaduke, big old bloodhound. He's, really excited. And he's trying to keep somebody from opening the door. And he's got a rocking chair pinned up against the doorknob. And he's, holding the door with his paws. And you hear the sounds of someone knocking from the outside. Uh-huh. And then through the window of the living room, which is where he's at, you can see outside on the street there's a police car parked in front of Marmaduke's house. And then Marmaduke's owner, his master, he goes, this can't be good.
we can all pretty much figure out what happened here.
I think Marmaduke's in a bit of a fix. This is one jam old Marmaduke might not get out.
Marmaduke. Old Marmy.
Little nickname. So that was hilarious.
What do you imagine Marmaduke has done?
Oh, God, probably rape.
I think that's what was implied.
Oh, Marmy. Well, I don't know if we're going to do better than that.
I think we got to call quits right there.
All right.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
Fire. Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
I'm trying to get a hold of the fire department.
I had to run in the door. I didn't know how many times it rang, man. I didn't think fire department.
Where were you?
I was outside talking to my neighbors. Me and Lisa were singing the song by the band. The night they drove old Dixie down, because they're from the south.
Wait, what's it called? What's the song called?
Let me see if she knows the title. I'll be right back. Lisa,
Dixie down.
You know that song?
Yeah.
What's the title of that song? Yeah, that is the title. The night they drove old Dixie down.
Oh.
I love that song. And Lisa was out there singing it. They're both from Augusta, Georgia. And so I joined right in. That's one of my top favorite songs. And also Bob Dylan. I think Bob Dylan wrote it. But the band did it. They did the best job of it. But I think Dylan wrote it. No, maybe the band did write it because they're mostly from the South. I don't know who wrote it. But I love the way the band does it. And they do a long version where that song just keeps going on. It's one of my top favorite songs of my life.
Hang on. Does this sound familiar?
Heck yeah. Sweet.
A Virgil Caine is the name and I served on the Danville.
I can reach it out there. You got it. How did you do that?
How did you do that? Hey, in the winter of 65, we were hungry.
Come on, we're playing it right now. Oh, man, it's the original version. They got to go. Ron's taking off.
Lisa
had to go.
Well, you can listen to it. Sing along if you can.
I'm listening. I think I'm Lisa to listen to it. Ain't that a good song?
Yep.
Did you do a thing and they sang? Sha la na na na. Sha la na la na 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 na. I love this song.
My wife in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
When one day
she said to me.
There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care
if the money's no good.
You take what you need and you leave the rest. But they
should never
have taken the very best.
The night they drove old Dixie down. The tune was singing and it sang. Sha la 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 You're on it.
Like my father, they're playing this live. This is a
I
live version.
To it, though. I love the way the group does it.
All right, you can just listen.
When the Yankee put him in his grave, and I swear by the blood, you can't raise a cane back up when he's in defeat. That's it, yeah.
The night they drove Dixie down, when all the bells were ringing, the night they drove Dixie down, and all the people
children were singing. How do you like it?
That's a great song.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
They got soul, man, the way they sing that song.
That was a live performance of it.
It was.
Yeah,
I love it, man. That's one of the best versions I know.
Yeah.
How did you pluck that out?
I just found it on the internet.
Wow, that's one of my top favorite versions there, Danny. Thank you.
Sure.
I don't know how you did that, but the live version is always better to me.
Yeah.
Especially when you can see. If you're there and you see it and then you hear it again, you remember being there. I love it that way.
That's true. Hey, the drummer is the singer, too, for that band, right?
I know. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that's cool.
What's his name? I forget.
I don't know. I just could tell. I was just watching the video and I saw the drummer singing.
Yeah,
and that seems like it takes a lot of concentration.
I would love to see them do that live. I don't know if I ever can anymore. They're old.
I can show you a video of it at least.
Oh, yeah, when I get down there.
Yep.
Sweet.
Well, all right, Dad.
Thanks so much. That was awesome.
No problem. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. And have fun. It's the weekend.
Yep. I will.
I don't know. Have fun. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
The night they drove old Dixie down.